Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. It's good to hear from the experts and for them to give their views, though when some of our views have already been expressed and deleted from the text so that we cannot continue to elaborate on them, this makes it difficult for us. Of course, Alaska was a non-self-governing territory. You can call that a capture. In turn, they domesticate us without our consent, and then they create corporations of the indigenous peoples. They call it self-determination. Now these corporations are recognized as tribal governments. So if you were to go to Algeria or to some other place, create corporations, and then have the international, transnational corporations or even domestic corporations buy out the land and territory, where in some cases 70% of the land and resources is gone. This is why I mentioned right to development, right to self-determination needs to be in there. There needs to be some way to address puppet governments, because North America, Canada and the United States is rife with puppet governments and manufactured consent. This was all said, and you did reiterate what I did say about the point you made of the free prior informed consent. It's nonsense. It's nonsense when you look at the treaty body recommendations in August 31st by CERD. Absolute nonsense. How do you expect us to put some faith in you or the chair or the process if we can't be heard, or even if we say it doesn't connect and it is not in the treaty, so we're not protected? I realize I mentioned something very complex and difficult, but that's the case. I mean, it is. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you. I mean, there was more I wanted to say, but I'll stop there.